Francine hitting the Louisiana coast as a Category 2 hurricane and moving quickly to the north, but maybe not quickly enough. Joining us from WBRZ Television in Baton Rouge is Abigail Whittem. Good morning, Abigail.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What are you facing this morning down there on the coast?
Well, there's just lots of debris, fallen trees. Crews have been working all night trying to get those trees out of the way. There are some roadways completely underwater due to some of the rivers that we have out here in Louisiana. But other than that, everyone's pretty safe, so that's good.
What about power outages, Abigail, especially in the Baton Rouge region?
Oh, yeah. So I'm actually in Livingston Parish right now covering some of the damage. They have nearly 24,000 customers out of power. So power outage is definitely happening here.
And Baton Rouge is north and west of New Orleans by about, 50, 60 miles. So that gives you some idea of how far inland people are losing power.
Oh, yeah. Throughout, basically all the south region of Louisiana is out of power. So those generators are coming in handy today.
Yeah, I would imagine you, especially in that area, have to be prepared because you know you're going to get storms periodically. It's just the reality of living there along the coast, right?
Oh, yeah, I would say this is not our first rodeo. And I'd honestly say this is one of the least damaging hurricanes that I've ever been alive to see. So that's a good thing.
That's what I was thinking when I was looking at the Weather Channel this morning and then the National Hurricane Center. I thought, thankfully, this isn't going to be anything like a major hurricane.
Oh, yeah, thankfully not. I think when it landed last night, it ended up being a Category 2, but still not much damage. And like I said, just a lot of debris on the ground, but they are working hard, been working since late last night, getting all this situated. So I think that we're in good hands down here in the south.
Well, Abigail, we appreciate the update. Glad to know you're safe and folks down there are dealing with it pretty good. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you all so much, and thanks for checking in on us. We appreciate it.
All right. Abigail Whittem with WBRZ Television in Baton Rouge.
Listening to her talk reminds me of how charming people can be in the South in my years there. Lighthearted, they're just...
Yeah.
And a lot of people had parties last night, by the way,
and
in the New Orleans.
Explain to people, they have hurricane parties.
That's right.
This is... Also typical along the East Coast, too.
One of the sayings in New Orleans about the city is they call it the city that care forgot. In other words, leave your cares behind and enjoy life as you go one day at a time. And that's the way they go at it. So and the bars don't close in New Orleans, by the way.
Ever?
No. There are some that close, but they can stay open all round the clock. So
I've never, as much as I've been fortunate enough to travel for different reasons, football, whatever, pleasure or otherwise, I've never been to Baton Rouge or New Orleans.
I highly recommend the experience. It's a different culture. And in fact, New Orleans, you feel like you're in a different country.
French influence, right?
Yeah. And also there's a Spanish influence there. And here's the crazy part of it, Larry. The crazy part of it is one of their biggest parades of the year is St. Patrick's Day. They call it the Irish and Italian Parade. Oh, yeah. The Irish. In fact, there's neighborhoods in New Orleans where on one side of the street you'll have a Catholic church that was built for the Irish people in that neighborhood, and right across the street another one where the Italians attended church.
Well, they had the similar thing in Bloomfield.
Exactly.
Many years.
Right.
Italian and German.
Getting back quickly, if I could, to the rain forecast, and just to give you some idea of who's going to catch the rain in the next 36 hours. Jackson, Tennessee, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama are in some of the highest rainfall totals. And then north of there, you're talking about Nashville. And to the west, Little Rock. That'll give you some idea. And even in Atlanta, they're going to catch some of this today. Tallahassee in the Panhandle in Florida.
Well, coming up next, we're going to talk to our meteorologist, Joe Lundberg, and find out, are we going to get any residual effects of this storm? Or when, for that matter, will it rain? Because according to the forecast I'm looking for AccuWeather, it's not going to rain through the weekend. Stick around. We got you covered on the Big K Morning Show.